to have a good religious routine, daily religious routine, to actually endeavor your very best to maintain that mindfulness. So mindfulness in the midst of life is very important. Your mindfulness must stabilize until it can be developed into heedfulness. When you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. So heedfulness is very important. To be heedful, you must develop two qualities: ever mindful, constantly meditative. So the first quality, ever mindful, can be developed after you have trained your mind to be aware or mindful, then stabilize it. And when you are able to be mindful in the midst of life, your sitting meditation and formal meditation become very easy. Then with that, your daily mindfulness will come about and stabilize. Then you can develop sati sampajana very easily. When this daily mindfulness arise and stabilize, it will lead to mindfulness and clear comprehension in the midst of life. And that is step 5 of the Avijja Sutta. But before that, you must constantly listen to the Dhamma, which is step 2 of Avijja Sutta. Then straighten your view, reflect, contemplate, and inquire. Then maintain mindfulness training, then investigate into Dhamma to arise the faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, which is step 3 of Avijja Sutta. Then when you do that, you will develop the initial wisdom, which is Yoniso Manasikara, step 4 of Avijja Sutta. That's how you progress. Then the form of meditation is initially to stabilize the awareness nature, the sati, so that you train until your mind enters sati. Then when your mind enters sati, your daily mindfulness will pick up. Everything you do will be in sati. So this is a very important understanding. When you can do that, then you will progress. You will be able to awaken. So all these are very important understanding.